we attended one church once, and in the bulletin says, Jesus died for your mistakes. And right there, I wanted to rent my clothes and throw dust on my head, because I'm like, Jesus died for our mistakes. Jesus died for our sin and rebellion. And I do find that Christians are trying to move away from this because it's not palatable in this seeker-sensitive age to say, well, you know what, you're really a desperate sinner. And so we want to say, well, you know, everybody's kind of committed a sin here or there, and I know you have too. And so you need to come to Jesus, when really we need to be much more frank with them and say, no, no, you are a sinner, and you're a desperate sinner, and you need to repent of it. Law and gospel, according to the Reformers, is practically preached when you preach law to secure sinners, and you only preach gospel to insecure sinners. To somebody who's secure in their sins and thinks that they're a good person, you do what Jesus did to the Pharisees. You only preach to them the judgment of God and that they are desperate sinners. To those who are insecure in their sin, who recognize their sinful condition, to those you only give the gospel. Unfortunately, what many Christians are doing now is they're giving the gospel to everyone, but most Americans are what we would call secure sinners. They already think they're good people. And they already think they're going to heaven. And so we tell them, oh, well, you know, even your little mistake, every once in a while everybody does something bad and God will forgive you of that, without really helping them come to grips with, no, you are a desperate sinner.